One of those who unwittingly contributed to the mystique surrounding general relativity was Sir J.J. Thomson, the president of the Royal Society. "Perhaps Einstein has made the greatest achievement in human thought," he told a journalist afterwards. "But no one has yet succeeded in stating in clear language what the theory of Einstein's really is." In fact, by the end of 1916, Einstein had already published the first popular book on both the special and general theories. "The general theory of relativity is being received with downright enthusiasm among my colleagues," Einstein reported to his friend Heinrich Zanger in December 1917. However, in the days and weeks that followed the first press reports, there were many who came forth to pour scorn on the suddenly famous Dr. Einstein and his theory. One critic described relativity as voodoo nonsense and the moronic brainchild of mental colic. With supporters like Planck and Lorentz, Einstein did the only sensible thing. He ignored his detractors. In Germany, Einstein was already a well-known public figure when the Berliner Illustrierte Zeitung gave over its entire front page to a photograph of him. "A new figure in world history whose investigations signify a complete revision of nature and are on a par with insights of Copernicus, Kepler, and Newton," read the accompanying caption. Just as he refused to be riled by his critics, Einstein kept a sense of perspective about being anointed the successor of three of history's great scientists. "Since the light deflection result became public, such a cult has been made out of me that I feel like a pagan idol," he wrote after the Berliner Illustrierte Zeitung hit the newsstands. "But this, too, God willing, will pass." It never did. Part of the widespread public fascination with Einstein and his work lay in a world still coming to terms with the upheavals in the aftermath of the First World War, which ended at 11 a.m. on 11th November, 1918. 2 days earlier, on the 9th of November, Einstein had canceled his relativity course lecture because of revolution. Later that day, Kaiser Wilhelm II abdicated and fled to Holland as a republic was proclaimed from a balcony of the Reichstag. Germany's economic problems were among the most difficult challenges facing the new Weimar Republic. Inflation was quickly on the rise as Germans lost confidence in the mark and were busy either selling it or buying anything they could before it fell further.